And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Laura Devoy. Queensland will again close its border with New South Wales, with Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk declaring the entire state and the ACT a coronavirus hotspot. The closure will come into effect at 1 o'clock on Saturday morning and will be reviewed at the end of the month. There will be few exemptions, with permits to be issued for residents of border towns. The Premier says the decision has been made based on health advice from the state's Chief Health Officer.
Now is not the time to travel to New South Wales. Now is not the time to travel to Victoria. And I will not risk the safety of Queenslanders, and I will not risk our economy.
Virgin Australia will sack around 3,000 employees as it restructures under new corporate ownership. It's the stricken airline's first announcement since its takeover by private equity firm Bain Capital. It has also scrapped the Tiger Air brand, but will retain its operating certificate to provide low-cost travel when the market recovers. Virgin says there is not sufficient customer demand to support the two carriers, with domestic travel severely reduced due to the coronavirus pandemic. The retrenchments represent about one-third of Virgin Australia's workforce and affect operations and management. Australia has expressed its condolences to the people of Lebanon following a massive explosion in the capital city of Beirut. The blast has killed more than 70 people, including at least one Australian, and injured more than 3,000 others. Minister for Foreign Affairs Maurice Payne told Nine Radio the Australian embassy has been considerably impacted.
I'm advised by the ambassador about 95% of our windows blown out by the impact. A number of staff have received glass injuries. Thankfully, none of those injuries is very serious.
The explosion flattened much of the city's port and sent a shockwave that damaged buildings across the city. The acting chief medical officer says he expects Melbourne's six-week lockdown to be very successful in curbing the coronavirus outbreak. Melbourne is now under a nighttime curfew, with residents only allowed outside their homes for essential shopping and medical reasons if they wear a mask and do not travel further than 5 kilometres. The state reported 439 new COVID-19 cases yesterday and has around 7,000 active infections, with half of those remaining under investigation. Michael Kidd told the ABC he expects the stage 4 restrictions to lead to a significant reduction in numbers.
I expect this is going to be very successful. We have to remember that the figures that we're seeing today reflect infections that occurred a week or two ago, so it may be a week or two before we start to see the number of infections start to fall.
A film about the history of Afghan Cameleers in Australia has scored Australia's only nomination at this year's prestigious Venice Film Festival. The Furnace stars Pijanjara Noongar actor Trevor Jamieson and Australian actor David Wenham, and is writer-director Rodney Mackay's directorial debut. ScreenWest CEO Willie Rose says Indigenous Australians have 60,000 years of stories to be told, and the release of The Furnace will play an important role in getting Indigenous stories into mainstream movies.
The stories that Indigenous people can tell are fantastic, and as I say, we at ScreenWest support a whole range of programs and projects from early development into full production, so it's great.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
Now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 12 and a half degrees after a chilly start of 1 degree this morning, and it's going to be 1 degree again overnight. We're looking for a top of 16 degrees today. It is sunny. The winds are from the northwest, tending around to the west up to 40 kilometres an hour, and then they're going to calm down a bit back to the northwest about 25 kilometres an hour in the evening. Forecast for the rest of the week: frosty then sunny for Thursday, 1 to 15. Friday is going to be rain, 6 to 15. Saturday showers, 9 to 17. And Sunday showers again, 7 to 17. The moon is a waning gibbous with last quarter next Wednesday. And the sun will set tonight at 20 minutes past 5 and back up again at 4 to 7 in the morning. It's 5 minutes past 10. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Darren, yes, and to all ladies and gentlemen, good morning and around the world, good evening, good afternoon. And before you go to sleep, anybody, you know, wishing you sweet dreams and thank you for tuning in Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Just a little promo, you know, it's paid promo to all our listeners, Darren and I, you know, we just rebranded ourselves, you know, we are close friends and, you know, apart of being my producer, Darren and I decided to merge our knowledge and the passion into the one name, the Business Insights with Mario and Darren. So, like, do not forget our website, Business Insights with Mario and Darren, if you like to watch the live from the studio. I wanted to say something else. Did you say there's going to be rain on Friday?
Rain on Friday, yes, that's right.
Yeah. Why did you say something nice? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I'm sorry, Mario.
You should be sorry. Yeah, like, this, you should be sorry
for
that.
It's going to be showers. I don't think it's a good time for flying this weekend.
Well, no, there will not be the flying for some time. You know, they impose a new restrictions. And before we commence and we start with our radio show, I'd like to say something on behalf of Live 90.5 and the businesses with Mario Darren. Our hearts go to all Victorians, Darren.
Oh, goodness,
yeah.
Yes.
We're hoping that, you know, our fellow citizens in Victoria tune in this awesome radio station and even more this awesome business radio talk show. But Darren, we have the guest today in the studio, so, like, you know, we should have a short break.
Have a short break.
It's going to be rainy weekend. You know, that's I'm still confused. I was looking forward.
Well,
you know
maybe
what I mean?
During the break, I'll see if I can do some magic.
Can you just Photoshop something? Yes,
yeah,
please. Stay with us.
It.
Listen, Align 90.5 FM. Darren is going to do some Photoshop. It's going to be sunny for the weekend. He promised it right now. So you're listening Align 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Now we're going to introduce our guest in the studio. He's going to give you freebies.
Alive 90.5.
Boy, have I told you? I swear you put the sun up in my sky. When it's cold, you pull me closer. So hot, it's like the middle of July. What happens? Don't taste so let me lay you. Nothing better than your skin. Looking for the feeling, looking all my life. Will you give it to me every time? Can we make it all night? We don't stop all up on my body, babe. Ooh, touch me like a summer night. You feel like a holiday. Ooh, up all night. We don't stop, fill up on my body, babe. We're just dancing the night away. Boy, you feel like a holiday. So I'ma let go. Have I told ya? You give it to me like no other guy. We got the heat, yeah, like this summer. And that's why I'm so glad I made you mine. Wanna have a little taste, so let me lay you down. Nothing better than your skin on mine. And I've been looking for. Can we make it all night? We don't stop, fill up on my body.
market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramon, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramon from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Hey, I'm Scott McLaughlin here from the Shell V Power Racing Team for RAD. How many people do you know who've been killed, seriously injured, or lost their license on our roads? I bet you know someone. And how many times were you in a position to take someone's car keys because they had too much to drink? To stop someone from texting while they're driving, or to refuse getting in a car because the driver wouldn't put their seatbelt on? Little things you do can make a massive difference. What will you do to help drive the road toll towards zero?
RAD, RAD.org.au.
Alive 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
12 minutes past 10, you're on Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mari and Darren.
And Darren, how did we go in with the weather on the weekend? Did you make it sunny? It was like it's still rainy.
Yeah, sun patches.
Sun patches. Well, as I mentioned on the beginning of the show, Darren and I truly extending out the warmth, you know, greetings to all Victorians. I mean, I know it's very cold day, and I know you've been in a stage four lockdown, but feel free to tune into Alive 90.5 FM. We are your voice community radio station, the best one on the planet. But let's go start with our guest, because our guest is somebody we never interviewed before. Well, I didn't, maybe Darren, you did, but this profile of the person I never interviewed. So good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad, Sam. So, Sam, look, it's unusual to talk to somebody who's going to give so many free apartments and units and everything else. But thank you for being with us tonight, today, in the studio. I know it's a little bit chilly outside, and despite the sun and the Darren, he'll manage somehow to color the sky for the weekend. So, Sam, once again, thank you for being in studio with us, and thank you for being great sponsor of this great radio station, Live 90.5. So, Sam, for our listeners, Sam Ramon, who is Sam?
Well, firstly, thank you for allowing me to come on your show today and to be able to speak about myself. Sam Ramon, well, aside from the obvious, tall, dark, handsome, I'm a very family-orientated person, father of two.
Yeah.
Seven grandchildren, happily married for 40 years on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Was it 40 years? Congratulations.
Congratulations, Sam. Yeah. So, Sam, you're coming, you are the director of the company called Cherrybrook Real Estate. And when did you start with real estate? This is your first job, or it was your dream?
No. My previous life before real estate, I was in corporate management. Managing company and people.
Okay.
In my 40s, I decided I had enough of that and wanted to do something different. My wife encouraged me to go back to school to do something that I wanted to do. And when I was young, I wanted to be a real estate agent. So I went back to TAFE to become a real estate agent. I never finished the course because during that time, I applied for jobs and got hired while I was still at school, and I ended up doing a one-week course to get my certificate at the time.
Yeah.
And I started working in real estate in my 40s. I found it slow and boring.
Okay.
Compared to what I used to do, because it takes a long time to put a sale together. But then I tried property management, where it was much my background, dealing with people, customer service, and there's always something happening in property management.
That's interesting, Sam. So may I ask you a question? When you decide to leave the corporate world, and you said, you know, you have enough, and, you know, I mean, how did you felt when you left that security and you go into uncertainty?
Well, I was in a situation where I didn't have a security issue, as in finance. I got made redundant twice, and I always think redundancy is good because they give you good money when you leave. It's never been a situation where the redundancy was because of me, it was the company. So that set me up for life, those redundancy payments, so I could afford to then go out. I was never out of a job for long, maybe a week at the most if I changed positions.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel insecure. I felt secure and I could take that step.
A question back to you, Sam. You say that you're interested in real estate from a young age. How does someone get interested in real estate when they're young? And I know you pivoted to property management, but I just want to explore that idea of real estate and what got you hooked into it.
I don't know. It was just I wanted to be a real estate agent. I still remember when I was 18, and I don't know if you know the Northern Beach as well, but I walked from every real estate agent from DY all the way to Balgala, asking them if they'd like a young person to start as a real estate agent. And I was told no.
No?
No.
Wow.
So then I went a different way.
And you went a different way, and then I suppose sounds like it was about 20 years later you then came back to it.
That's correct.
Amazing story.
Well, you know, on that question, when you say like you wanted to be a real estate agent from young age, would you support the statement or, you know, disagree with that one, that people should chase their dreams? You know, I mean, if you become young, you know, when I was a very young kid, you know, I mean, like I want to be a soldier, and I become the soldier, you know, to the sheer pure coincidence, right? But, you know, many people, you know, like when they grow up, and I mean, you grow up in society where everybody has expectation from you. You know, you're going to school, you know, you need to marry, you need to have a kids, you have a mortgage, you know, all my wabia, and so on, so on. But would you give to tip or somebody say, you know, I dream all my life to become a hairdresser and I'm 45, but I work in corporate world. Would you suggest that person to chase a dream?
If it suits their lifestyle and they can afford the change, yes, pursue it. You don't want to regret at the end of your life that you didn't do something. So if you have the opportunity, yes.
Sam, that's a good answer, because I said, like, you know, we are surrounded with, in particular very moment, it is many uncertainty around us. But, you know, I mean, that I truly believe that most of people, they don't pursue the dreams they have as a kids, you know, maybe even now today. But that's like, you know, it's good to hear from the person, your stature and your experience. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Sisters with Marion Darling, and our guest in studio today is Sam Amon from Cherrybrook Real Estate.
Alive 90.5.
Slipping away. Let me still exist in another place. Running on the cover of a helicopter blade. Flames are getting higher in effigy. Burning down the bridges of my memory. Love may still be alive somewhere, somewhere. Darkness, light it up, light it up, light it up.
touch of your thin blue jeans. Running down the alley, I got my eyes all over you, baby.
Is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year, awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Need an honest, reliable service centre for your car? Then contact United Service Centre Toongabby. They perform mechanical repairs on all types of vehicles and are specialists in top quality European cars too. And all work is at very affordable prices. You'll find them at 5 Picasso Crescent, Old Toongabby, next door to United Fuel on Fitzwilliam Road. Book your next vehicle service on 9631 1179. You'll be so impressed, you'll tell all your friends. United Service Centre Toongabby is a proud sponsor of The Morning Magazine with Happy Jack and Alive 90.5.
It's all I listen to. Alive 90.5. Playing cool music.
It's 24 minutes past 10. You're on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And Darren is still upset. I don't see the sun on a screen for the weekend. But, you know, I mean, by the end of the show, we're going to have the sun.
The garden needs rain. the garden always needs rain.
But, you know, let's go come back to our guest in studio, Sam Mamone, director of the Cherry Brook Real Estate Agency. And he shared with us today his dreams and how he implemented his business he currently run with the experience he brought from corporate world. So, Sam, you know, being 40 years old and going back to the school, how did you felt, you know, when you enrolled for the TAFE? I presume it's a TAFE, or maybe I'm wrong.
That's correct. No, it was TAFE I went back to. I felt comfortable. It didn't bother me. There's not a lot of things that bother me. I felt some of the teachers I could have taught because of the things they were trying to teach me.
That's an interesting statement, Darren, right?
I've no problems with the young people there. They're all nice. They're all trying to do their best.
Yeah.
Did you find you could teach some of the young people some of the life lessons as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I tell a lot of stories when I meet people from my past experiences, good and bad, because you learn a lot from your mistakes. You learn a lot as you're going through life, but your mistakes is also one of your good teachers.
What's something you can share with our listeners? Say your listeners is a 25-year-old that's listening and wants to know, what's a good life lesson that Sam Mamona can teach me today?
Do your job well, work hard, and if you make a mistake, admit it.
So why do people, you know, this is good, you know, because it's like, you know, you have a life experience, you have the working experience, same, and that's what makes you unique guest in studio with us. You say something, life teaches the lessons. Do you believe that people learn those lessons, or they ignore them and just complain and go through this? Are you smiling now? I can see it here.
There's a variance of different people. It's very hard.
What is your view on this one? When you see the people around us, I mean, around you, you know, including me, Darren, anybody, yep. And I mean, you know the behavior, and I mean, you see how the people acting and everything else, and of course you can hear it, stories about complaining about life. How do you see this, you know, if somebody comes to you and complaining about life and doesn't learn the lesson or learn the lesson?
It depends on the person if that can be helped. My biggest problem as a manager is I could help anyone and teach anyone anything, but I had a problem tolerating fools.
Okay.
So there's some people in life that fool themselves, think they should be better than where they are, and I can't help those people because they don't want to learn. But people that make mistakes and do want to learn, they advance, they go ahead. When I was first young and I used to see everyone being promoted and I was being missed out, I got upset.
Of course you did. You know, like, but wouldn't you, Darren? You know what I mean? Of course you would.
But then one of my managers came up to me and said, Sam, don't worry. If you're better than them, it won't be long before you overtake them. And I found in my corporate life that I was being promoted after that every 9 months. So it does happen. So if you aim and work hard, head down, you will achieve.
What kept you going in corporate world? No, right now in this life of Cherry Brook Real Estate, what kept you going in the corporate world? You know, I mean, as I say, your manager told you, you know, I mean, Sam, you know, if you're better than them, you're gonna progress and advance in your career. But what kept you going?
Family,
okay,
and security,
okay.
So, plus, I come from a ethnic background. My father been Italian. They work hard. And I learned from that because they worked hard, they achieved, and I think my children are doing the same as well. They
because
work hard.
Because
they
you're the role model.
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say that having guests in studio always allows us to really share and see their eyes and see their expressions, and I see that Sam is someone who knows himself very well and know that he can achieve and can take the hard road and make it happen. I can just see it in your eyes. And
truly, yeah. That's correct, Darren. But now tell me, is there anything what is not achievable for anybody?
Wow.
You've done a lot, you know what I mean? Like, you can share this one, you know what I mean? You said, like, you know, look, you come from the ethnic background. Your father was obviously hard worker because it was different time, you know what I mean?
That's
no question asking, you know what I mean? Like, I remember my dad, you know what I mean? He was a, you know, typical communist worker, you know what I mean? And 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. just work. He didn't know nothing better, you know what I mean? So inserted some of these things into me. Most of was my being rebellious, you know what I mean? I didn't like it, but it seems to me you took it from your father, you know what I mean? What he did and how he done. But, you know, as I said, like, you know, there's a fools around us and, you know, nobody can fool you. But if somebody comes to you and say, I can't reach my dreams, would you say, you know what I mean, it's possible, it's not possible? Is there a reason why people can't?
I'd ask them why they felt that. And if I could help them, I would. But it depends on them, their makeup, their background, and what obstacles they've got to face. So it's very, very hard.
Would you say that success comes, or, you know what I mean, life, of seeing the life comes from the household, from the family?
It pressures do make people work harder, yes. Yeah. Yes, so it depends on what you want to achieve and what you want in life. I was never one good at setting goals and objectives.
Okay.
I just looked at the task in front of me and just did it. If I achieved goals and tasks, they got achieved.
Yeah.
So to set me a KPI or...
I'm just about to say this, Darren, you KPIs, you love KPIs, Darren?
Well, I was going to go back to you and thinking you've got your Muirfield Golf Club jacket on and yes. There must be a few KPIs you set for yourself in the golf course.
Well, golf...
Are you promoting a golf club?
No, Muirfield Golf Club at North Rocks. No, I'm not promoting them, but they've got membership
available. Yeah,
yeah. Yes, they are. My adult life has been mainly family, but I've also taken up a lot of sports, and I played a lot of sports in my adult life. Golf is probably the only game I've never been able to master. Okay, it's one of those games where you play good one week and then you play bad for 3 months. So it's the exercise and the camaraderie I meet with the people there that brings me back to golf.
Except not on the weekend because it's going to rain.
No, the reason I say that is you probably...
No, I'm going away, so it's fine. I want good weather too, thanks.
Okay.
I went a few times on the golf range. Is that called golf range?
Golf course, golf range. No, golf range. You mean for driving? Yeah.
No, you know, like you...
Let's see how far I can hear it. Yeah,
like practicing, I mean. Yeah. And I was swinging like a crazy, Darren, that I've been politely asking, I mean, could you please, you know, tone down your voice?
Well, those big fences, they're there for you and I.
And then, like, your language would be, like, you know, there's children around. You're listening Alive 90.5 FM, the best radio station in the world. Business Insights with Mario Dario. We take a short break. With us in studio is Sam Mamone, Rental Director of Cherrybrook Real Estate Agency, the best agency in Australia.
Alive 90.5. Bum 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 bum. Oh my God, oh my God, these feelings just begun. I'm saying things I've never said, doing things I've never done. Oh my God, when I see you I should it right. But I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop feeling, things I feel about us. But it's never enough. My heart is hurting, it's more than a crush. Cause I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop, but my heart goes bum 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 bum. Cause my heart goes bum 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 bum. Oh my God, can't believe what I've become. I'm thinking things I shouldn't think, singing songs I've never sung. Oh my God, when I see you I should run. But I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop, tells me to stop. Feeling, feelings I feel about us. Try to fight it but it's never enough. Cause my heart is hurting, it's more than a crush. Cause I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop, but my heart goes bum 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 bum.
But I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop. goes.
For over 25 years, ATP Accounting and Taxation Professionals has been doing business accountancy, tax agency and advisory. Based in Norwest Business Park, Farid Zeki, founder of ATP, is passionate about helping clients grow their business, achieve greater profits, enjoy wealth, minimise tax, maintain cash flow and protect assets. If you are a business or individual who plans to succeed in wealth management and greater financial freedom, please call Farid on 0414 568 976 or email Farid at atpaccounting.com.au. He is always open for business connections and opportunities. atpaccounting.com.au, your friendly accounting and taxation professionals. Station sponsor.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
It's 24 minutes to 11. You're on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And our guest in studio with us today is Sam Mamon, rental director of the Sherbrook Real Estate Agency. And you will be glad if you contact that real estate agency because they are truly best on the market. And Sam is going to give you it's going to give you at the end of the show 10 keys free rental 6 months now, just a golf club. Jokes on the side. But Sam, so, you know, with your experience and, you know, you done your qualifications and then you started doing into property management, right? You said something before that you done before the property management, right? What was that? Or you started with...
I tried sales. Real estate sales,
yeah,
before property management.
And why did you like it that?
It takes too long to do anything, to put a sale together, to show properties. Yes, I sold properties,
yeah,
and I showed properties, but I'm one that likes to be kept busy.
Yeah.
I complain a lot when I've got too much to do,
yeah,
but I complain more when I've got nothing to do. So I like to be busy. I like to have lots of activity happening. Control freak, maybe, I don't know, at work.
We come to the topic, freak, okay? There's a smile on the
face. The staff, if you speak to the staff, they do what they understand what they do, and I leave them alone, and I've always trained staff to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And always trained a second person in case one person's away. So it's always been in control, but I was always knew what they were doing.
Yeah, very interesting. So you say you train staff, they know what to do, but... that's not easy. Anyone in a small business knows that's not easy. How do you make that happen for you and your staff, and why are you different than, say, any other sort of small business, we'll just put in that sphere?
I set guidelines, and it didn't matter if I was managing, like I am now, a team of five or 300 people.
That's clever.
You set guidelines. You have parameters. I know my staff now... that if someone rings up and makes a complaint, I know what my staff would have said because we follow the same
guidelines. Yeah.
We may vary a little bit with our own experiences, and the people that work for me are older people,
mm-hmm,
so they're more experienced and they understand different things that happen. But if you set guidelines, you have parameters, you listen. So as a manager, I do a lot of listening to make sure they're saying the right thing. And if someone rings up to complain that someone's done something wrong, I never blame. I listened, and then we try to find a solution. I may go have words with the staff member afterwards to discuss what we could have done better. But I believe, you know, if there's a problem, we fix it and we move on.
Well, the interesting thing is, you say, you know, your staff, you mentioned it's a older, you know, in the group. And you know that carries the no responsibility only, but as well the quality, because the quality it's what the clients look for. Regardless, you buying the property, renting property, everybody goes to go. I think the word of mouth it's actually best advertising, and people love to go to places when you know you're being served well. Now you know I say something from my experience, and say this in a break. I'm sitting in one coffee shop, you know, I mean, in Norwest Business Park, and you know there's a couple of real estate agencies there, and every real estate agent comes to me, Darren, I think even that suit can't fit, you know, that slim fit. But then now the trousers are shorter. It looks like a three-quarter, right? The colorful socks, you know what I mean, and Porsche and everything else. And it's like, man, I'm just a roller. I'm like,
it's me, does, me, me.
Yeah, it doesn't give me that confidence, you know, it's going to look after you, because obviously it's a priority. It's for them to make the sales or rent, whatever it is, you know what I mean? So they fuel that the lifestyle. Well, the same, it's more mature, you know what I mean, and his stuff, that's what that brings the quality. What are you expecting from your staff? What qualities are you expecting when you employ somebody? Which makes you a successful agency?
Yeah, someone that can work by themselves, understand, learn quickly. We're generated these days by computers and our workload by computers, so if they're able to use a computer as well, but also how they get on and speak to people. Regardless of what business I'm in, and in property management, it's customer service. That's all it is. So we focus on the customer. Rentals, renting out a property is just a small portion of our job.
Mm-hmm.
Majority is keeping happy the tenants, the landlords,
yes,
the tradesmen, and processing things in between. When the phones don't ring, sometimes not a problem. That's a good thing.
Why? Why is that there?
Because when the phone rings, it could be an issue or a problem.
Okay, that's
so
that's
if you manage it right, then hopefully they don't ring. So during our inspections, we hope to pick up the problems speaking to the tenant or viewing things.
So everyone will know on Business Insights that I love the word opportunity. So when the phone doesn't ring and there's no issue, what is the opportunity for you?
Think and work on things that have been an issue. Gives you opportunities to do different things. Where's the next landlord going to come from? And my type of business, because I do no selling, and that's where the majority of rentals come from, you sell a property, then they give it to you to manage it, I have to think of different ways of attracting clients.
So that's interesting, and we know that Cherrybrook is a growing area, and with the metro there now and metro developments and those sorts of things. Is that something you concentrate on, or do you go wider? How wide do you look to gain your business?
I go wide, and only because my landlords now force me to go wide. I have many landlords, and
so they've got wide property portfolios.
That's correct. And okay, they ring up and say, "Sam, I bought a property. Can you look after it for me?"
Isn't that good? Isn't that good when the landlord, you know, doesn't look, you know, I mean, I have the property in Queensland, and but I'm in New South Wales. And you're managing my properties in New South Wales. I said, Darren, can you do Queensland as well? That's a speaks of quality.
I'll do Queensland. I'll look after Queensland.
Sounds great. Speaks
you just
quality.
Got to pay yeah. twice a year for me to go up there and do the inspection for a week.
Yeah.
And then come home. And then if you want me to find a tenant, I'll stay there for a week while I find a tenant.
And
you just look after
Mario
it.
Mario and Darren are going to come with you as well.
Yeah, of course.
We can't go to Queensland. No. It's all off.
Well, you're listening online 90.5 Business in Mario, just to give you a heads up. Victoria to report 725 new coronavirus cases in 11 o'clock press conference. You're listening online 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and our guest in studio, Sam Amon, Cherrybrook Real Estate.
Alive 90.5.
Stone in my shoe. Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On lynnsfinenedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enrol now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. Sponsor, Keith Till's I Get Around Show every Thursday at noon.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Hey folks, every Monday from 9 till noon, why don't you tune in to the Morning Magazine program with Happy Jack? You'll hear lots of classic hits from the 60s to the 80s, and some great new tracks too, right here on Alive 90.5.
Hi, this is Barry Hall for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. Here's a simple word of advice. If you enjoy a drink when you go out, keep it simple. Unless you're a rocket scientist, you don't really know whether you're under or over the limit. So try this, either drink or drive. Don't mess around trying to do both. That way you'll make the road a safer place for everyone.
RAD, RAD.org.au.
The Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
Alive 90.5.
It's 11 minutes to 11, Live 90.5, Business Insights with Marion Darren.
And thank you, Darren, with us in studio today is Sam Amon, Rental Director of Cherrybrook Real Estate Agency, and you heard the ad. He's the man you want to talk if you come into the rental properties and managing properties. So, like Sam, it's not just renting. You said there's a couple aspects of your business. Renting, sales, managing, no?
No, selling.
No selling.
Not selling.
So what are you doing, guys, only? Except you don't pick up the phone, so.
As in rentals?
So, yeah, so like what are you doing? What the real estate agency, your real estate agency does? What services are you providing?
We provide a service for the landlord where we try to take the stress away of them owning an investment property.
Mm-hmm.
We manage the property to ensure that we get a good tenant, that we collect the rent for him on a timely basis,
yeah,
and he gets his money on a fortnightly or monthly basis, depending when he wants to be paid. We also inspect his properties to make sure they've been maintained, and we also advise him if there's anything that needs to be done. So properties deteriorate over the years,
yes,
so we keep an eye on things and see if there's any maintenance that needs doing.
So that's a big operation. This is not like, you know, like I'm seeing real estate agencies in the picture, and that's it, you know. I mean, I wanted that property, and I mean, rent or buy, regardless. But there's involving a lot of work there, not just from marketing perspective, but you need to managing tenants. So, you know, how do you decide what tenants is going to be inside?
The tenant, we go through a process of doing a reference checks and different things on a tenant. You normally find a tenant that comes to your property has been renting somewhere else.
Yeah.
So the most important is to speak to the agent that's managing that property as well.
Yeah.
We confirm with the employer of that tenant applicant that they're employed and they're a good employee.
Mm.
I never really ask them about money, how much they earn, etc., because in 16 years, I've only had one person apply for a property they can't afford. That doesn't mean they don't go bad later but they normally know their budgets and they know what they can afford.
Yes.
So that's what they apply for. But it's normally a character reference. Speak to the previous agent and make sure they're maintaining the property and looking after the property. And we do check a database that's got bad tenants' names on there to make sure they're not on there.
Well, Darren, you and I will not apply with the bad names anyway. So
we can talk to the right people, get our name off those databases.
Yeah, well, it comes off every 3 years, so you're safe.
Oh, we're right.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Sam. That's a good one. Well, thank you for sharing this with us. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, in 16 years, you know, like you said, only one case, you know what I mean? So, like, people are genuinely, I truly believe that people are genuinely honest, you know what I mean? And, of course, everybody wants the roof above the head and nobody will rent, you know what I mean? I saw the rents in the Bella Vista, right? $4,000 per week. And I'm like, I was just like, who rents for $4,000 per week? And I mean, that's a mortgage. And I mean, if you buy the house, right, Aaron? You know, do you agree with me? But yes. What would you rent a place for $4,000 per week? And I mean, and not have your own mortgage, but some people can afford, obviously. But Sam, what areas do you cover through your agency, Cherrybrook Real Estate Agency?
We go over a vast area, mainly on the northern side of the Harbour Bridge.
Yeah.
We've gone out as far as Glenmore Park, which is out near Penrith. We go out to Hobartville, which is out near Richmond, towards the city, predominantly the Hills District, the Hornsby Shire.
Yeah.
But we go everywhere because landlords, they ring me up, they bought another property. First question I should ask them, where did you buy it?
Where did you buy it, yeah?
But no, I always say, yeah, of course I will. And then they tell me where they bought it and we look after it. Mount Druid, all over the place. I think if you look on our website, there's about 20 suburbs that we're already servicing tenants in.
Oh, okay. So, you know, we're going to have the news, but before we go for the news, would you like to share with us, you know, I mean, our listeners, you know, I mean, what's the most important time in the day for you? In the morning, you go to golfing? Or you go in the afternoon? How do you relaxing?
How do I relax?
Yes.
Well, I'm one of those sort of guys that starts work when I start and okay. I finish work when I finish, so I don't put any time slot. I normally in before 8:30 or 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I go home around, these days, 5. Before, in the old days, it'd be I go to work in the dark and I come home in the dark. But those days have changed.
Yes.
I relax with family a lot. So Sunday is family day only. Okay. And we normally have things that we do. But I also have the pleasure of being able to play golf on a Saturday afternoon, on a Wednesday afternoon.
But you earned that one, you know. I mean, that's the difference. Yeah.
I belong to a choir, so I sing on a Monday, and we sing to various different places.
What do you sing?
Various different songs. So I belong to a choir called Rock and Soul Singers, or Rock and Soul Choir.
Yeah.
And they've got three different areas where they teach about 80 of us in the choir, and then I belong to a male part of the choir, and it's just the men called the Riders. We're a small group, about 6 of us. And we just learn different songs. Again, there's something I did later on in life again. So
you explored the avenues of the life, you know, I mean, to fulfill yourself. It's not just the work and everything else, because I don't stand, you know, I don't know, darling, how do you think? But, you know, I met a lot of people, you know, that motto, play hard. No, work hard, play hard. It's, that doesn't work that way. You know, I mean, like, I love my photography, 4 o'clock in the morning on the northern beaches and take the photos. So doesn't mean I need to drink all night, but... You know, what's interesting, what you're saying, like, you know, I mean, you so tell us the favorite song.
Favorite song?
Quickly. 1, 2.
Alice Cooper, Poison.
Okay, well, dear listeners,
you'll find it
the next hour. Yeah, next hour, that's what it is. You're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Dario. We take a short break. With us in studio is Sam Amon, Rental Director of the Cherrybrook Real Estate Agency. We take a short break. News, I'll be back in 7 minutes. You're listening live, 90.5. Business Insights with Mario Darren.
Alive 90.5.
I remember long ago another starry night like this. In the firelight, Fernando, you were humming to yourself and softly strumming your guitar. I could hear the distant drums and sounds of bugle calls were coming from afar. They were closer now, Fernando. Every hour, every minute seemed to last eternally. I was so afraid, Fernando. We were young and full of life, and none of us prepared to die. And I'm not ashamed to say the roar of guns and cannons almost made me cry.
There was something in the air that night, the stars. years I haven't seen a rifle in your hand. Can you hear the drums, Fernando? Do you still recall the fateful night we crossed the Rio Grande? I can see it in your eyes, how proud you were to fight for freedom in this land.
If you enjoy the classic hits of the 60s to the 80s and the latest tracks from current popular performers, then the Easy Listening Afternoon Show with Ross Higgins is for you. It's on every Saturday from 1 till 5pm, right here on Alive 90.5.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the...